And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 25th of July, 2016. It was on this day, 1897, that Jack London, 21, sailed from San Francisco on his way to the Klondike to search for gold. He was on board the SS Umatilla with his brother-in-law, James Shepherd, who was close to 70. He had mortgaged his house to pay for the passage and gear for the two men. They had an 8-day trip from San Francisco to Juneau, Alaska, and then took boats to the start of the Chilkoot Trail, which was a tough journey, 33 miles through the Chilkoot Pass, the most direct route from the coast of Alaska to the Yukon. When the brother-in-law, James Shepherd, saw the Chilkoot Pass, he realized there was no way he could make it. He gave all of his gear to Jack London, and he went back to California. The Chilkoot Pass was brutal. The trail rose 1,000 feet in a half mile. He had to carry all their gear on their backs. It was too steep for animals. Jack London made it over the pass with a ton of gear, spent a hard winter on Lake Lindeman, came down with scurvy for lack of vegetables, and he headed back. Got back to San Francisco sick and depressed, but he started writing about his trip to the Yukon, wrote a story for the Atlantic Monthly, An Odyssey of the North, which led to his book The Call of the Wild, which made his career. 1952 on this date, the archipelago of Puerto Rico became a self-governing commonwealth of the United States. And 1 year after, one of the largest migrations in the world occurred. More than 70,000 Puerto Ricans emigrated to the United States, to New York, New Jersey, and Florida. 1814, on this date, a man named George Stephenson made the first successful demonstration of the steam locomotive. It took place in northern England. His engine pulled 8 loaded wagons of 30 tons, about 4 miles an hour, up a hill. It's the birthday of Eric Hoffer, the writer, New York City, 1902, who said, "When people are free to do as they please, they usually imitate each other." It was on this day, 1788, that Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart entered into his catalog the completion of his Symphony No. 40 in G minor, the great G minor symphony. It was towards the end of his life. Things were not going well. An infant daughter had died a few weeks before. He'd moved into a cheaper apartment. He was begging friends for loans. But in the summer of 1788, he wrote his last 3 symphonies, No. 39 in E-flat, the Symphony in G minor, and the Jupiter Symphony. It's not known if he heard any of them in his lifetime. Here's a poem by Robert Herrick, "To the Virgins, to Make Much of Time." Gather ye rosebuds while ye may, old time is still a-flying, and this same flower that smiles today, tomorrow will be dying. The glorious lamp of heaven, the sun, the higher he's a-getting, the sooner will his race be run, and nearer he's to setting. That age is best, which is the first, when youth and blood are warmer, but being spent, the worse and worst times will succeed the former. Then be not coy, but use your time, and while ye may, go marry, for having lost but once your prime, you may forever tarry. Robert Herrick's poem, "To the Virgins, to Make Much of Time." That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, brain training developed by scientists and game designers who turn cognitive research tasks into challenging games. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.